Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Because look what Jesus said. He said, Lazarus is dead, but he didn't just stop right there. He didn't just say, well, Lazarus is dead. No, he said, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent that you might believe. Nevertheless, let us go on to him. In other words, he put a positive spin on it. He spoke a negative truth, but then he countered it with the greater spiritual truth. Sometimes you have to tell people that there's a problem. Like, say, for instance, if you have this huge growth on the side of your neck, and you're telling people, I believe I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And people look at you and say, but you got this huge growth. I've heard people before say, I don't have a growth. I don't see a growth. There isn't a growth in my neck. That's not faith. That's denial. That's just ignorance. If you got a growth, you got a growth. But I would agree that you shouldn't go around talking and telling people about it. But if somebody sees it and says, look, I don't care what you say, you got a growth. It would be okay to say, look, I see that, but I also see that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. It's not wrong to state what is true in the natural as long as you counter it with the greater spiritual truth that you're believing. But even at that, I wouldn't be quick to speak out the natural, because every time you speak it, you're taking those thoughts. You're speaking forth these things. So I do agree that you shouldn't just go around telling everybody your problems. You shouldn't in prayer. There's so many people that call it prayer and all it is complaining. They go to God, no, God, the doctor says this. Oh, God, I heard. Oh, God, I remember dear old Aunt Susie died of this same thing. And you spend 45 minutes praying like that and wonder why you aren't getting any better. Charles Capp said he was praying like that one time, and the Lord stopped him right in the midst and said, Charles, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm praying. He says, you aren't praying, you're complaining. And there's a lot of us that all what we call prayer is nothing but complaining. You're just telling God all of your problems. God has, he knows what you need before you even come to him. Prayer is not an opportunity to inform poor, misinformed God of your situation and tell him how bad it is. You don't need to gripe and complain and tell him all of this rotten stuff. Man, you need to speak faith. And so don't in prayer even do this. You know, lots of people, they'll come and they'll say, well, I shouldn't say this. I know I shouldn't. They don't want me to say this, but I'm saying this so that we could pray. That's the way they hide everything, so that they can gossip and feel good about it. And there's some of you that just think in prayer it's an opportunity for you to say anything. You shouldn't speak unbelief in your prayer. You shouldn't glorify the devil. You shouldn't repeat all of the bad things that the devil is doing. I'm telling you, there's power in your words. So use your words to believe and speak the word of God and believe that you receive. But if you are in a situation where people don't understand, say, for instance, you're in a marriage where your husband or your wife thinks you're absolutely crazy for sitting there saying that you're healed when anybody can tell that you're sick, and they think that you've lost your mind and they're going to commit you to a mental institution, then you could tell them, says, look, I understand that here's what the doctor said. I understand exactly how serious. You could speak all of the things, let them know you haven't lost your mind, and then just tell them, but I believe by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. And that spiritual truth, the truth, will counter the facts. This may be a fact, but here is the truth. So sometimes you have to say, here is this, but I believe this. Most people, the way they do it is say, well, here's what the word says, but here's what I feel, and here's what the doctor said. It really just depends on where you put your butt. You need to make sure that you always say, well, here's the facts, but I believe in the name of Jesus I'm healed, amen. And you just need to counter those negative things with the positive truths of God's word. Look over in Isaiah chapter 54. And I wish I had time to put all of this in its proper context. Isaiah 53 is the chapter where Jesus bore our sorrows, carried our griefs. By his stripes we are healed. And in Isaiah 54, it just enumerates the different benefits that we get as a result of our salvation. It says in verse 9 and 10 that he'll never be angry with us nor rebuke us ever again. What a radical truth. Most Christians do not understand that. And it just continues to start talking about all of these things. And look in verse 17. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Boy, a powerful passage of Scripture. And notice it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. I believe that there's a linkage here. He's talking about weapons formed against you, and then he starts talking about words. Words are Satan's weapons. They are his arrows that he shoots against you. He speaks words to you. And the sad thing is, most of us pay big bucks to have television piped into our house and have all of these words of the devil delivered at us. Words of fear about the economy, about this plague. You know, I've made this point before. I know I just beat a dead horse. Some of you think this, but it was over here in England when they prophesied, the leading expert in the British healthcare system prophesied and said, it is not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when the avian flu. Do you call it avian or bird flu? It was opposite in the U.S., and I forget which. Anyway, this avian or bird flu, he said it's just a matter of when it mutates and it will kill. He said it might be 1 or 2 years, but within 2 years, the leading expert in Britain over the whole healthcare system prophesied and said 1/3 of the world's population will die by avian flu. That was in 2007, and 2 years later, there had been a total of 12 human deaths worldwide. It was an absolute lie. It was a false prediction. It was wrong. And you know what? Many Christians, there's probably people right in here that had fear, anxiety, worry over some of those things that was completely unbased. It was untrue. And we hear stuff like that all of the time. All of the time. They are making predictions. They're saying things. You have fear and your heart is troubled. Words are weapons against us. You need to protect yourself. And yet most people will plop themselves down in front of the television and listen to words that are contrary to everything you believe. They'll talk about some plague. It's flu season. It's this, it's that. And the Word of God says that He heals all of your sickness and all of your diseases. And yet you just let these words come at you and don't even think about it. Words are weapons. Satan is getting to you and affecting your values and your faith by words. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God brings faith. Anything contrary to the Word of God, those words bring unbelief and doubt and fear. There's a reason why we're so dead to God and so full of unbelief, because we live in a culture of unbelief that speak negative and speak unbelief, and most of us just let these words come at us, not understanding that they are weapons. He said, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. You need to recognize words are powerful, and Satan is hurting your faith through all of the negative words that come your way. People will say things as you're leaving. Well, take care, when the Bible says, be careful for nothing. I have people say that to me. They say, well, take care. And I said, for nothing. People always wonder what's going on. But you know what? That's a small thing. And again, the only reason you don't just immediately fall apart is because you don't believe it with your heart. But when you just speak things contrary to God's word, after a while, your heart gets confused. Your heart doesn't believe that the words you say come to pass because words don't mean that much to you. You need to get to where you believe and you evaluate words and you don't let negative words be spoken over you. And you know, there's a lot of people that just, you aren't willing to fight over this. It's not that big of a deal. This will make you stand out in a crowd. I've been in church before where they stand up and prophesy, "Thus saith the Lord, I am angry. Yea, I am upset with you." When the Lord said he'd never be angry with us nor rebuke us. And I've had to stand up and say, "No, according to the word of God, he'll never be angry with me." And I counter those words. There's a lot of you that wouldn't do that. And you know what? Every time you listen to a person speak things you know to be contrary to the word of God, your heart, you feel it in your heart. You're grieved in your heart. And yet many of you will sit there and let people speak negative things, lies over you. And it confuses your heart. And after a while, your heart thinks, well, he doesn't believe what he says. He doesn't stand by what he says. You can't keep negative words from coming. Even if you quit listening to all of the wrong TV and all of the stuff and quit reading the magazines and the newspaper, and even if you did all that, you're still going to hear some junk. You live in the world, and we are going to hear some contrary stuff. How do you deal with it? Right here it says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, you shall condemn." To me, this is the key right here. As much as you can, quit listening to things that corrupt you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD10 titled "Speak to the Mountain About God" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there, that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.